You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn and Andrew Mounts are together to dissect Friday's racing. Loads to look forward to on Friday as well. It's a good day of action. Newmarket, the centrepiece. Also action at Haydock and Worcester in the afternoon. We've got Downpatrick over at Ireland. We've got Newcastle and Dundalk through the course of the evening. So a busy day of racing at Newmarket. We've got two Group 2s and a Group 3 and two listed contests and the Silver Crane Butcher, which is a bit of a treat for a Friday, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we've actually got runners in the Silver Cambridgeshire because a few times it's cut up pretty badly, but there's a proper field with four places on offer, at least, if you're betting each way.
And for regular listeners of William Hill Racing Radio, you'll be pleased to know that neither myself or Andrew are hungover today, because the last time that we worked together, Andrew led me astray the night before.
I think it was you leading me astray.
Shall we blame the third party?
Yes, the third party.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been quite the same since.
No, that was a tough day, the day after.
When you get to my age, it takes longer to get over hangovers. I don't know what your excuse is, you young scamp.
Yeah, I just drank a lot, I think. Yeah. But it's not responsible, so don't do it, listeners. Or if you are doing it, do it in moderation. Same with gambling. Gamble responsibly. Just behave yourself, everybody.
Yeah, for goodness sake. Pull yourselves together.
Exactly. But no, thankfully, we're both here with clear heads today on this. It's a glorious Thursday afternoon,
yeah, it's beautiful,
I think it's fair to say. It's lovely outside. Right, we're going to focus on the Rockfell first, 3 o'clock at Newmarket. Andrew's got a fancy in that, and we're also going to look at one race at Newcastle on the evening. That coming up shortly. The Rockfell over 7 furlongs, a Fillies Group 2, and, well, you've got a bit of a mix of runners here, some who look outclassed, but they've not really had enough of a chance, some of them, to prove that they are certainly outclassed in this, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. My first port of call when looking at any race on the Rowley Mile, particularly sort of over a mile or short, was to look for the likely front runner and whether that front runner is going to get near the rail. Tomorrow, this is Friday, we're on the far side of the track and the stalls are far side, so those drawn low will be up against that rail. So I'm looking at, Mark Johnson's Main Edition, likely to be favourite or one of the favourites. As typical Mark Johnson runner, usually up with the pace, made the running when fifth last time out of the Curragh. That was in Group 1 company, the Moyglare Stud Stakes. And this slightly easier grade will suit, and his five runs below Group 1 level have produced four wins. And a modest effort behind Pretty Pollyanna when I think he mucked about at the start that day and wasn't exactly on his best behaviour.
Or even she.
Sorry.
Yeah. And, she did win at Newmarket the time before last, though. That was in the Sweet Solaire, I think I'm right.
That's right. That was her first run beyond a sprint trip.
Yeah.
And you can imagine the tactics are going to be, get to the front and try and stay there. Although Mark Johnson hasn't won this race, he has gone close with Nialetti last year, beaten ahead into second as the 2-1 favourite, and he also had a 25-1 shot placed third from the front the year before. So I'd certainly fear Main Edition, but I was very taken with the Leicester win of Richard Hannan's Canton Queen last time. Now, I've actually better that day because of the sort of second time out Richard Hannan juvenile system. And I thought she was very green on debut. She shaped pretty well in mid-division at Newmarket on the July course. I thought she'd take a step forward. And a better in the morning, and she's drifted to sort of more than double the odds I've taken because she's gone down very freely and looked very green. I thought I've done my money here. But despite showing obvious signs of greenness in the race itself, she's still managed to win, beating 15 rivals by more than two lengths as a 16-1 shot. So that was pretty impressive. Suggested that there's greater things to come. Mm. And although she's stepping up markedly in class after that novice win, I'm going to go with Canton Queen. It'll probably be around about three times the price of main edition, looking at around about sort of, you know, 9-1 as opposed to 3-1, I think.
Yeah. Okay, Canton Queen then, the least exposed runner in the lineup to perhaps get the job done for Richard Hannan and Tom Marquand on Friday at Newmarket. You mentioned main edition as the main danger. The other one that I really wanted to mention was Your Time Is Now, Roger Varian and SDS teaming up with her. A fair first run here at Newmarket then was, well, not actually beaten as far as the ninth place finish would suggest at Goodwood, but then has come out of that and won twice at Newbury and last time out in the Dick Poole Filly Stakes, a Group 3 contest at Salisbury.
Yeah, because that was the Goodwood race won by Feel Glorious at 125-1. That has thrown up plenty of winners. And as you say, it was still green that day, was wearing a hood for the first time, and perhaps the occasion got to her. It still wasn't a bad effort to go down by 3.5 lengths. 2 from 2 since, both over 6 furlongs. Latterly, as you say, we're making all at Salisbury in Group 3 company. Still 7 of 9, not what I would choose. I mean, the going stick suggests that the stand side is quicker, then the far side, then the centre. So she's probably going to be on what the going stick, at least at the moment, says is the slowest part of the track. Mm. She's probably not going to be able to lead up from main addition, so she might find herself a little bit exposed towards the outside of the field. So I can pass her over tomorrow, and I'll be much keener on Canton Queen.
Okay, Canton Queen gets the nod then for Andrew. Worth noting as well, Frankie Dettori has won the last two renewals of this on Spainberg and Juliet Capulet, and he is, of course, on main addition for Mark Johnson on Friday. We change tack then. We go to Newcastle for the 8:15 now. And a mile is the trip for this handicap. Class 4 event, 14 of them set to go down to post. And there is no standout contender as far as I'm concerned here, Andrew. Maybe you've got one.
There's a tracker horse for me here, which is Mon Beau Visage for David O'Mara. I mean, this one's been around for quite a while. Six wins from 44 career starts, but I've been really impressed with this one against pace biases in recent starts, finishing to good effect, but finding out that the winners have already flown. Mm. Was fourth at Thirsk in a big field 7 furlong handicap, and again it paid to be prominent. Next time out, filled the same position at Haydock, and again coming from off the pace, and last time running second over a straight mile at Redcar. And Redcar is a track where you want to be drawn low and you want to be up with the pace. So we're recording this on the 27th of September. If you have a look at the races on yesterday, the 26th, amazing how many low-drawn prominent races were winning those races. So Mombo Visage was drawn high in stall 10 of 10 once you take the non-runner into account, and was held up. So, two marks against that day. And I think he did really well to finish second, beaten half a length by a three-year-old trained by Kevin Ryan called Knighted, who made all the running and very much enjoyed the run of the race. Now, Mombo Visage has won here at Newcastle. That was his only all-weather win. That was over 7 furlongs back in October 2016. And most of his all-weather runs have actually come over that trip. But I think he needs a mile nowadays. His last three wins have come at a mile. And the only time he ran here at Newcastle over the one-mile trip, he was second, beaten in the neck by the useful Quaffal of Mick Easterby's. And that was in a 13-runner handicap. Mm. So big field, hopefully a decent gallop, not always guaranteed at Newcastle because they do tend to crawl, whether it's the straight track or the round course. But I'm hoping that Mon Beau Visage can improve on that eye-catching red car effort.
Okay, Mon Beau Visage getting the nod out of stall 14 on this occasion at Newcastle, and David O'Mara, another one who won the race last year with Fires last time around, and he saddles 2 in a bid to win it again, Mumbo Visage and also Valentino Dancer. If I was to pinpoint you to a main danger, if you like, I know there's a whole host of them in this race who feasibly could get involved.
Yeah, top weight Odin Mitha Bridge for Julia Fielden, Josephine Gordon taking the ride here. This one's sire is Helmet, a sire who, if you just back all his progeny blind at Newcastle, you make a profit. Now, last time out, this one was running Class 2 company at Kempton on return from a break. And you can forgive that effort. And the last time he ran here at Newcastle, he was third at 25-1. Only beaten just over a length behind What's the Story in a Class 3 handicap. Drops to Class 4 today. So I think it's significant that Newmarket-based Julia Fielden sends him back to Newcastle. So Old Mitha Bridge would be the favourite to the danger to Mombo Visage.
OK, that's in the 8:15 at Newcastle. Mombo Visage the pick there. And in the 3 o'clock at Newmarket, the Rockfell Stakes, Phillies Group 2, it's Canton Queen who gets the nod for Mr. Mount. Thank you, Andrew.
Cheers, Alex, and stay off the beer.
I'll try.
It's not big and it's not clever.
It's not. Much like Dave Kellner. Right, we've got plenty of action to look forward to on Friday. Make sure you tune into William Hill Racing Radio with Sam Norris, Andrew Mount and Andy Holding in the studio.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.